From the Rollfair.
D&D podcast.
A Rollfair podcast.
Rollfair podcast.
They gave us Creative Commons. It's okay.
Yeah.
For now.
This episode's coming
we're
out.
We're still
so much
watching
later.
You, Wizards.
Our other episode hasn't even come out yet. Where we?
I know. It's fine.
We're
it's
not
fine.
Even under that. We're under the.
I know. It's a long running
yeah.
joke.
Yeah. Anyway. A role-playing D&D, you know, just a...
Wizards is a joke.
A podcast.
A podcast. We are a podcast.
A serious one, too.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Super ethereal guy.
But as always, we will introduce ourselves. I am Devin, the Dungeon Master.
And I'm Ryan, and I'm playing Seth. And I don't know what I am at this point. I'm Sylvan. I'm aloof.
Yeah.
You said...
A loofah?
I'm say, isn't that a sponge?
A loofah.
There you go.
I am Brad, who is not dead.
Yay!
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Revivify works in the real world.
Speaking of Revivify.
Playing Arden, the wizard who actually did counterspell when I wasn't even here.
Yay!
I'm Kayla. I'm playing Taiji, the Tabaxi pirate.
I am Austin playing Sheru the Rage Turtle.
I am Ben playing Reyna the Human Ranger.
I'm Sarah. I'm playing Asar the Fire Genasi Sorcerer.
Perfect. So, last time, the Red Sands has found themselves in the original Kugani, the first Kugani that were transformed, in their home at Mavarada Hall. And they have discovered that the curse that is on the Kugani does not allow their descendants to recognize them at all. And nor does it allow any who visit to remember any of the experience. So, after the Heart of Agmadoth, Aggie, as the party has so dubbed her, went a little crazy and got Sheru to try and kill some of the Kugani. The party restrained him. Sheru recovered from his inability to resist, and they are now burying him in the portable hole with the boon of Mishingu, which should let him breathe the entire night. And we're picking up there with you guys preparing for your long rest. So what are you guys doing?
Sheru goes up to Asar and just... Thank you. Thank you for your comfort after that. And he looks to the whole group. I'm sorry for whatever just happened. That's not me. You know that's not me. That's the amulet. But I hated that.
Oh, are you all right now? Do we need to maybe take off the amulet for a while?
I've talked to her for a brief moment, and she seems like she will not be doing that again. If she does, I told her I'd toss her to the demons, so...
It was a good thing that we had Arden here to... counter those spells that you were throwing out.
Yes, thank you for keeping me. I know afterwards, nothing would have happened apparently because you can't hurt them because they're immortal and whatnot, but still I'm grateful that you guys stopped me and didn't kill me for all of a sudden acting crazy. I know that's sometimes the easier solution.
It did cross my mind, but no, never.
Can't get rid of Sheru that easy. Now get in this hole.
No one else's head voices are acting cranky, right?
Let's check with Iris. Are you cranky, Iris?
No, I'm just a book. So I guess I'm a little cranky.
He's a bit bookish.
Yeah, he's a little...
Right, well...
I'd like to have a body. Again.
Do you feel hunger?
No, just... a little sad that I can't move around.
Oh, that's... You can deal with that, that's fine.
Is It's your fault.
Well, you're welcome.
Ask him if he misses, you know, waking up every morning.
He can hear you.
As an old man, and feeling all the aches and pains that that brought along with it.
Were you ever married?
No. I was married to my work.
Then it's probably better you're a book.
What did he say?
He was never been married. He was married to his work, he said. And does anybody know of his work? No. So, worthless.
I mean, I would say that you are...
I'm just kidding.
Arden.
Is he also cursed by something?
I thought we were moving away from the evil deeds of the past. But to be perfectly honest, I would put you as, you know, part of his work, and you are.
That's true. That's without him, I wouldn't be who
you're
I am.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Jerk.
Love you too.
Yep.
I'm having a thought. Shiru, before you go into the hole.
The pit of despair. Yes.
The pit of despair. These people are cursed, and when we leave their area of influence, we forget about them. If I understood correctly. Correct?
Yeah. That that's what they told us, yes.
If you go into that hole, does that count? Do you think you would forget?
That's a good question. I have no idea.
I mean, it is like another dimension, essentially, like a pocket dimension. So what if we had you in the hole and we carried you out of this place with us?
Well,
would he...
No, if he goes in there, I think he would forget.
Well, we'd take him out in the morning and see if he remembers.
That's actually a good test.
After you brought up pocket dimension, I'm just thinking, go Squirtle!
Shiru becomes our Pokemon.
I mean, I can't create water.
Oh dear.
You are a pocket monster. Oh my goodness.
Actually, putting me in the portable hole...
Use tail whip.
Well, allows the party to get mounts, because otherwise Shiru can't ride anything.
This is a revelation.
And if you wear the thing that, like, the necklace boon that you can survive, because I gave it to you, obviously, for the night, you can survive in any environment. Yeah,
we can totally travel with him.
And if we're ever in a situation where we're worried that he might, you know, be Shiru, we could just keep him in the hole.
I don't like that idea.
So if Shiru's going to happen...
I was on board until that.
Put him in the hole. Okay.
I will say, Shiru being Shiru has about a half and half success rate at this point. So...
My calculation is more about the 80% success rate.
So you do agree that you have failed at some point?
We all fail at some point.
Okay, we're getting somewhere.
Wise words, Mr. Tortle.
Meaning, sometimes the Shiru Chaos works in our advantage, so...
The thing with the mine worked out somehow. I'm still shocked about that. It was like 2 months ago, but...
Right, all right. We put you into the hole. We're going to check after 10 minutes, because what if it's frigid cold there?
Get my shell.
We're going to check after 10 minutes, make sure you're still alive, and if... So why are we even doing this again?
Well, in case I go crazy
because,
again.
Yes, we want to keep him contained.
But it's because of the amulet, so why don't you just take off the amulet?
No.
See, that's exactly why.
He wants personal time with the amulet.
Listen, he refuses to get rid of that cursed armor, and he seems...
What's cursed armor?
He seems
you
to...
haven't noticed anything.
No, I noticed that the armor wasn't in the bag of holding.
Uh-huh, yes, and then...
I'm pretty sure Sarah and I noticed that it wasn't in the bag of holding.
And I know how to cast Fireball without the armor.
Oh, jeez.
Ooh. 20.
Oh, is that for your deception?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
What do I roll to counter that?
Insight? Get, like, disadvantage on
I'll do a disadvantage,
though,
cause yeah.
Because you're Sharu and you can't lie.
20.
Wow.
Well, I only rolled a 9, so...
Cool, then you don't need the armor.
You also get several other spells you can cast with that.
It's true. It's just Fireball has been the most useful so far.
All right. Sharu, we're going to take this to an academic route. You're going to go into the hole, figure out the ambient temperature within, obviously the air or lack thereof situation, and then we will also test to see if you forget about the Kugani when you get out.
You can write down your experiences.
I was already planning on doing that.
On a side note, as far as cursed magical items go, I'm going to mark today's incident as one strike. You get 3 strikes, and you will be giving up the cursed items, okay?
Okay, that's fair.
I just, you know, we've got to put a limit on it somewhere.
Okay, so you guys prepare the hole, throw Sharu in gracefully, and it begins settling down for the night.
Oh, no.
That's right. 10 minutes. I'm sorry.
As soon as I'm in the hole and it's closed, I start digging a hole in the gold and just, like, kind of bury myself in the gold.
Sounds good.
Scrooge McDuck.
Yeah. go ahead and make
a... Cherubic turtle.
We'll call it a strength check.
8.
I'd say you're able to bear yourself up to, like, the rim of your shell.
Okay. Sounds good. Good enough.
Can you hear us?
Yeah. All right. And we all still remember what's happened.
Right?
Uh-huh. Okay. Sound travel?
Yeah.
Not at all, I don't think. I think
as long as it's open, you can...
Well, yeah, it's the hole closed now.
If it's closed, I can't hear you.
We closed it. Okay, so we have closed it. We have commenced the test. Now that now that he can't hear us, I have a thought for you. If we had to sacrifice one of the members of the party in order to save the others, who would you choose?
Am I there and am I following the conversation at all, or am I just, like, off talking to the other?
Are you with? I would be concerned with you. You come here.
I would say You're really only aloof with
details.
With the T'Challi.
The Kugani, essentially, that you see as T'Challi. But the rest of the party you can kind of see, but whenever they try and talk about what's going on, like, it's not registering to you as part of the conversation.
Well, if someone's to be sacrificed, I think I deserve it, so.
So you would...
You can't choose yourself. You have to choose someone else.
No, you can't choose
yourself. So you can't choose yourself because it just wouldn't make sense.
We've met some evil bad, and he says you have to choose someone else in the party to save everyone else. So it's not you, and you have to choose someone else to save everyone else.
Kill that one person and it saves the rest.
I don't know that this is what they say in the ship, a team building exercise.
Yeah, this is like anti-team.
Not to mention, you bring it up as soon as Sharu's out there. So, I think we know your choice.
I love Otto, but...
I would sacrifice... Alton's friend. He's part of our party. So.
You're good with loopholes. I like you.
The Ifrit.
Mm. Your wristwatch.
In your mirror.
Oh. Way to think outside the box.
Well, what I was meaning.
Yeah, that
is
that
no. It's not a wristwatch.
Oh, it's on his hand.
It's his
true
hand.
Yeah.
Has it been 10 minutes?
Sure.
All right. Open the hole.
Shuru is dead. He's dead. It's been longer than a minute. He's permadead.
Maybe,
Shuru, can you hear
maybe
us?
Maybe we shouldn't have used the cleric.
Now you got a scroll.
If I notice I'm buried in the gold, I just have my arm up out of the gold, wave, and put it back in.
Hey, Shuru. I counted all that gold.
Okay, I have... I'm just enduring the experience of being you, in the gold.
You just hear this muffled voice that you barely make out.
Do you remember why you're there?
You remember?
Right. Yeah.
How's the temperature?
Try and wiggle up a little bit and stick my head out. The cold's a little bit cold, but it's not bad.
Can you see what hand signal I'm giving you? I'm flipping the
first. I throw a gold coin at you.
Wait, do that again. Wait, do I catch it? That's a
dex save.
Yeah, is it a dex save?
I threw it with 11, so I don't
That's
know.
It's 11.
Sure.
So, Shuru is alive. He remembers. I imagine you guys are, at this point, choosing to settle down for the night.
Yes.
Okay.
With the dome.
Okay.
Well, do you guys need me to keep watch? I could take the first watch or the second watch.
Well, it depends on...
the third watch.
Do we need watch here? I mean...
Well, there are all these strangers around.
If you can't see Kugani, then no.
Are you saying, like, if the moon isn't out, we don't need to stand watch?
Yes.
No, this actually comes up with a very interesting point. Because we can't kill them, but they can kill us if they so choose, correct?
Wait a minute. Yes. Wait.
Why we do the dome.
I'm going to change my... I'm going to look exactly like the main Kugani we've been talking to. I don't know their name. Sorry.
Maris.
I want to look exactly like Maris.
Okay.
Does he
sees you look like Maris?
A very handsome human.
So do I look like a human though, or do I look like a
You look
Kugani?
Like a Kugani.
But does he see?
Yeah.
Do you see that I'm a whatever his voice sounds like? That I'm like you?
I see you look like Maris.
So he looks like a tiefling when he transforms.
Like oh, okay.
But whenever you're trying to have this conversation with him about how it's identical, it just doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't make any sense.
Right.
Because I'm going to stand next to Maris. If he's there. I don't know.
I'll pull him back into frame.
Maris is nearby.
I'm like, Maris, come over here. I know this is weird.
It's not going to work.
I'm just going to stand next to him.
Are you trying to plan a heist or something? We're not really anywhere near... anything valuable.
This is never
going
to work.
I'm
going to change back to Arden.
Whatever. Do you remember what Arden just looked like just now?
Do I remember that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he just looks like an
Akifa. Sure.
Okay. We might be able to use this.
Except for he's not going to remember.
Yeah,
either.
I'm not going to remember.
I know, but he can.
Well,
at least for now.
We don't know that.
You guys are trying.
You guys are overthinking this. Everyone's turned into a head case, and I'm going to bed.
You know, let's go back to talking about the body.
No!
I was caught.
We laid his
I'm honestly in agreement with Marcy on
this.
I put up the dome and let us get some sleep.
All right, dome up.
I'll go talk to Maris real quick.
Since Kroger's no longer with us, we can all fit.
Yes.
Sure.
What do you ask Maris?
Well, I mean, if you're planning a heist, I've got this old leather armor you could use and a disguise kit. We can make you look like a guard or something. You make a distraction. I've got a great pirate friend that I think would be helpful.
That sounds very wonderful. What kind of heist do you think we should pull?
Well, I mean, we've found some interesting things along the way. We could go back to Kushako. I don't know if you've ever been there.
I have. have indeed.
There's a lot of people that I think deserve to be heisted.
I'm sure there are.
It's gotta be such a sad existence.
Well, maybe think on that for a little bit. Let's chat about it in the morning. How about that?
All right, say the word. I've got a crowbar, too. That could help.
Yeah, that's very important for heists. So, anyway, maybe you should learn to read and get some...
I've learned how to read.
Well, like, learn Draconic. That might be really useful.
No way. That'd make me one of those headpieces that Kaiju likes to talk about.
Well, I wish you the best then. I'll see you in the morning. And he just walks off down the hall.
This is so sad.
And you guys prepare for your long rest. Is there anything you guys are doing at this time?
I'm trying to just write down what happened today with my magic quill. Just to see if it can be...
Nothing stays written.
As
you write, you're like probably like 6-7 paragraphs in, and then all of a sudden you go back to look at what you were looking at, and it's just fading away.
Dang it.
Imagine in the future we have some sort of technology where everything is stored magically, like digitally almost.
What's and a digital?
You forget to save.
I cast Break the Fourth Wall and tell me.
So what if, I mean, we could try to ask all of our head voices when we leave. Your book might remember, your freet might remember.
Remember what?
Obviously.
Don't even worry about it.
Yes.
Yes.
What if we talked to your Ifrit? Actually, is he even listening this entire time?
Hey, Azzy, how's it going?
He pops up. Well, I definitely have heard a lot. Good luck, my friends. This is some pretty potent magic, I can
tell. You grant wishes?
Not for you.
Well, no, for you. For yourself.
If I could, I would have wished myself out of here.
Well, not obviously that, but what about, like, just remembering something?
Yeah, that's not how it works.
Oh. Magic is dumb.
You say you know that it's strong magic. Do you think you'll be able to remember? Maybe?
Like I said, good luck.
Well, if you do, bring it up, would you?
I will certainly do what I can.
So, between the Ifrit, the book, and the necklace, we might have a chance. Maybe. But I don't know.
Yeah, and my stones don't remember anything like this. I can't...
That's true.
Yeah.
Well, they could record at one point, right?
Potentially, and unless, you know, one of my family managed to record it and it somehow survived.
But you don't want to... delete it and put yours over top of it.
No.
Like a VHS.
I honestly don't even know how to record messages on these things anyway, so... But it is entirely possible that, you know, they did figure it out, because I know that they were looking for the Kugani and these answers and everything, but as of now, I've received no message of this place that... Perhaps they tried it and it just didn't work.
Can we send messages yet to someone?
I have been practicing very hard and I think I can do it.
We can try that.
I would also say if we do that, we should make it cryptic enough that we avoid talking about the Kugani. That might work, because apparently if we talk about the Kugani, then it won't.
Maybe we just say the coordinates.
Or just tell them we need to go to hell at some point.
Mm-hmm. I think that's a better solution.
Although, we can't just say, hey, go to hell. That might come across the wrong way.
Well, I think if I use all of the flying that I have available before the long rest, I could make it pretty high in the sky, but I just don't know if that would really help.
I don't think it would.
Are you planning this heist of yours?
No, I thought we weren't we just talking about...
We're trying to go down, not up.
Oh, well, then I need to find a shovel.
You're going to be digging for a while.
I would love to know what side of the conversation you are having.
Me too.
Good night, Alton. We'll most likely kill you in the morning.
Wow.
The Loof Alton is the best.
Yeah, that's great. It's having a totally different conversation.
It's like a child.
But you're helpful. You're trying to help.
I suddenly really want to take Alton and get stoned sometimes. It'd be fun.
You still have some catnip.
Get the recreational drugs.
It's true.
Anyway, I...
Alright, everyone in their head voices, maybe we can remember. Alright, good night.
I agree. I'm going to try sending.
Okay.
Counterspell.
Why?
Because I didn't get to.
What do you mean? You did it twice earlier today.
Who are you sending the message to?
Kalor.
Okay. What do you say?
Oh, man, I haven't talked to him in months. Oh!
You counting?
It doesn't count. I haven't talked yet. No, I'm really nervous. Kalor. Now, obviously, this wouldn't be broken up like this. I would have.
Obviously, this wouldn't be broken up like.
Stop it!
Blink twice if you can hear me.
So she would say, Kalor, remind me that the heart of Agmadoth lies in hell.
This is Asar.
The General of Markhall? Is that her title?
Sure.
How many words do you get?
25.
Okay.
How many do I have left?
10?
You,
10.
A 9, I think.
You have 9.
Remind me tomorrow. Love you, miss you. Assault.
You got perfect. One more, but yeah. Perfect. You don't have to use all.
Okay. Why do you want to talk about this heart?
Okay.
You can respond to this message.
Is he casting sending back?
No, they get,
no, he responds.
They can respond.
Okay.
But that's it.
So if you want to cast again, you have to cast again.
Make sure to try and keep it vague so that we... I mean, no, just...
He also says, it's good to hear from you, sister. So I'll wreck on a little bit. It's good to hear from you, Asar. Why do you want to know about this heart and hell?
You idiot. I am on a secret mission, and I need you to help me remember. Don't ask questions you don't need to know.
Yeah.
Okay. That was a hurtful.
You idiot.
I guess I will remind you tomorrow about the heart and hell. Whatever the hell that
is. I love him, but I'm not willing to sacrifice a fourth level spell for him.
You're going to bed.
That is true.
Actually, it's not even a fourth level spell. I can't cast it. It's just third.
You can use your heart.
You just mark off the spell slot.
Yeah, it doesn't have any extra effects for casting it at a higher level.
That's why it doesn't show up.
I really miss you a lot. I wish I could say more. Send Fayola my love. I want to go home soon.
I miss you too. I wish you could be here with us. I will let her know. Don't die, you idiot.
Oh, I really am dumb. Oh no, I can cast aid still. Okay, I'm not as dumb as I thought. Okay.
All right, we'll see if that works.
I didn't tell him when to remind me tomorrow.
If he reminds you in the morning,
tell him to lay off for another couple hours.
Him to try again the next morning. That's all. And because he's gonna have to send. You're not gonna have to waste the spell when he uses his spell to remind you, because
Asar is not available. Then
the number you have reached.
Please call.
The genasi that you have reached is currently unavailable. Please try again in 24 hours.
Yeah, because Kalor, he's outside of the area of influence, so he, if the curse was going to curse him, he would forget right away. Correct?
Not necessarily. They said it might take some time to forget.
Yeah, this might all be forgetting.
We'll just have to wait and see what happens, and if we forget, then we're none the wiser anyway.
And also, you gave him very vague information. Simply remind me about the heart of Agmadoth and tell me to go to hell.
Wouldn't it be the first time?
Write down your specific request, please, so we can make sure we don't forget the wording.
Can you expect me to remember what I said?
Of course I do!
It's recording.
Seek out the heart of Agmadoth in...
We had to, and then the general of Markhal.
Seek out...
Markhal's general.
No. I believe you said it lies with Markhal's general, something like that.
The heart of Agmadoth.
We can also go and listen to the recording.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Is anyone else doing anything before we check out Sharu?
No.
Okay. So Sharu.
Hey.
You are in a hole. Writing down your thoughts as much as you can, and then all of a sudden your light goes out because there's no air.
I have it. No, it doesn't, because my lantern is...
Oh, he has Eternal Flame.
I cast Eternal Flame way back at the start of the campaign.
Now. I was thinking you were using
it. Oh, yeah, because you wasted it or whatever.
Candlelight, so to speak. So, well done.
Yes.
You can write all night.
So I'm writing down, trying to write down everything that's happened here at the hall. And then, once I get to a good stopping point, I kind of pause. It's like, alright. I know you don't want me to call you Aggie. It's really hard not to call you a name, so we need to come up with a name for you first. But after we come up with a name, how are you doing? Because I know that was not the best place for you, because those people did this to you. And then you did that to me, which I did not appreciate.
I am not good. I hate them.
Obviously, and for good reason.
What kind of promises can I get from you that you will fix me?
I've already promised you that I would be going to the Hells to find your original body, the General Markhal. And...
Will you give me an oath?
I mean, sure.
Blood oath.
What? How... I've never done an oath before, so tell me what you need.
I need you to promise me by your the blood of your ancestors and your honor that you will not forget me.
All right. I am worried about that because of this magic, but I'll do everything in my power, so... I wanted to call you Aggie, but that you said not to call you that. So I need something to call you by. What's something that's okay to call you?
I suppose you can call me Agatha. How about that?
All right, Agatha of the Amulet. I swear to you that I shall rule. Will remember you and your need to become whole, and I will do all my power to make this happen.
Very well. I believe you. And I promise that I will not willfully cause you harm or to lose control of your capacities. But if you break your oath, I will not hold to what I have promised.
That's fair. And I appreciate that. And if you have issues, I'm here to talk. I love talking.
I know. It's rather annoying. But you are very decisive. You like that.
That's good. All right, well... Thank you, Agatha.
You're welcome. How are we gonna do this?
Like go through the hells?
Yes.
Well, I have...
Restore me.
That I do not know. And I do know that, well, in Nirmati there's a grand library that might have some information. And if all else fails... We'll wing it, and that seemed to have worked fairly often with me somehow. I don't know how.
Yes. Well, let's have a plan. Winging it is great. I don't mind winging it, but I'd rather not be stuck like this forever.
Yeah, my first plan is to do everything I can to remember. So I've got some ideas to try in the morning and see what happens. And then I'll go find somewhere where we can gain some other information to. Because this is something that I've never had the chance to study.
Very well. Well, get some rest. You'll most likely need it in the morning. And with that, we're going to end the session and pick up with what happens next time. Thanks for listening.
Hey, it's Ryan, or Seth, or Alton, or Dugan, or Edom, or Ruga, or something. Reach out on Facebook or Instagram and let us know what you think. Also, if you like poorly generated subtitles, check out our episodes on YouTube.